today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Because if you're not fruitful, you're going to get cut off. Notice the Father is the vine dresser. He's examining his core. He's examining the family all the time. He takes away. He also, before he takes away, this is what a gardener does. When there's a branch that's not bringing forth fruit, before they cut it, they lift it and they prop it up to see if there's a disconnect. If I lift it and it's hanging too much, but if I lift it and prop it up, maybe it'll start producing.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Position for the Promise series. Join us for the message, Family Promise.
Not only does he bless us, but he blesses our house. Let me tell you something. God wants you to own your house. I said, God wants you to own your house. Your renting days are coming to an end. God's about to open up some doors for you to buy your townhouse. Glory to God. I'm prophesying, y'all just looking at me. I said, you are going to own your own house in the name of the Lord. I decree it in Jesus' name. Let it be so. I see keys coming your way. I see you dangling some keys, having your little party. Let the Patron go now and get Jesus in there. The Lord remembers us. He remembers, but he also blesses. It's one thing to remember a person. It's a whole other thing to give them a gift. He blesses us. And the Bible says he will bless the house of Israel. Luther Vandross said, a house is not a home. If the two of us are far apart. Glory to God. God wants to turn your brick and mortar into a home where the spirit of peace is on the inside. And there's no argument there. There's no separation. God wants to turn your house into a home. Glory to God. I don't care about how cold it is. I got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. And it's like fire shut up in my bones. Good God from Zion. I like your amens, but the amen is on the inside. I see God turning families around. I see God turning families around. He will bless the house of Israel and the house of Aaron, which is the leader of the Levitical priesthood. If you're a worshiper, you should expect God to touch your house. Come on, lift up your right hand and give him glory. If you can lift up your hand, he's going to bless the house of Aaron. If you start worshiping God, hallelujah, you can expect God to send blessings your way. How many of you need a blessing from the Lord? Come on, Aaron, you got to learn how to bless his holy name. Woo, Jesus. God, your worship is attracting the blessing of the Lord. Your worship is attracting the hand of God. Your worship is attracting a new day. Your worship is attracting the peace of God and the fruit of the Spirit of God. He's blessing the house of Aaron. And he will bless those who fear the Lord, who reverence the Lord. People who really respect the Lord. A reverential fear. It's not just God. You know, God, you know, God is with me and I do whatever I want. No, I love the Lord. And he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. Set my foot on a rock. And what? Established my going. Put a new song in my mouth. Glory to God. And that's why he blesses the house of Aaron, because there's a new song, a song of deliverance. Last year, I didn't know how I was going to make it, but he brought me through. And here I stand. And I stand on the word of God. And because I'm standing on the word of God and I'm standing on the rock, he's establishing my going. And he put something new in my mouth, a song of deliverance. I used to be out there, but God brought me in. I was sick, but now I'm healed. Jesus. God has brought my family back together. I messed it up, but God pulled it together. I almost lost my wife, but God pulled it together. I was acting crazy, but God brought my husband home. God brought my son back. Somebody give him some glory. He will bless those who fear the Lord. Notice the word. Put it up. You got to see it. Verse 13, he will bless those who fear the Lord. Yes. Look at this, small and great alike. Don't let nobody tell you because you ain't got no money that God is not blessing you. God's gonna bless small and great alike. Don't despise small beginnings. God is looking at those who have been kicked to the curb and got a small self-image of who you are. God is bringing you out. Both small and great, the blessing of the Lord is coming upon you. Ooh, Jesus. Watch your core and stay connected because you're people of covenant. Glory, hallelujah. Now let me just look at the burden of prophecy here. There's a weight or burden of prophecy because he's prophesying. Right here in Psalm 115. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. And he will. That's prophetic. He will. I said it's prophetic. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He's going to bless your house. Even the church house is going to be blessed. I don't care what ash looks like. God is going to bless the house. And he's going to bless Aaron's house. The worshipers. And he's going to bless those who fear him, who reverence him, both small and great. And so we need to look at the weight or the burden of prophecy. The burden of prophecy. Anytime God promises you something, there's a burden and a weight that goes with it. Glory to God. I need to really give this to you because people don't understand God. Sometimes when you feel heavy, it's really the burden of the prophetic that he's placed on you for the promise to be fulfilled. Even glory has weight. It's called a kabod. Say the kabod. It is the weight of glory, the eternal weight of glory. Paul said it like this, your light afflictions work just for a moment. But if you just learn how to carry the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Sometimes glory rests heavily on you, and if you don't know how to manage it, you'll be getting, think you're depressed, but it's just glory on you. God, he settled you. The reason why it's heavy, because he wants your feet to be established. You're not gone with the wind or blowing with every wind of doctrine. Sometimes he will allow the glory to rest on you until he settles you and establishes you. Hallelujah, and put a new song in your mouth. You got to know how to work with God. That's why if you look at things through your natural lenses, you'll be like, it's a new year and I'm already depressed. What? It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing has come my way. And with that anointing, it's not always joy. Sometimes it comes with a burden. Come on, man. You took a wife and you got kids. You're not supposed to be happy all the time. There's a burden that comes with it. That's a part of the establishment. That's a part of who you are as an alpha. You must learn how to carry the burden or the weight of prophecy. What I want to be prophesied to. And when you're prophesied to, you start shouting until you walk outside. Just like when you buy a new car. Woo, you happy when you drive off the lot. But about 3-4 weeks later, when you got to pay that payment, that $700, you start seeing there's a burden that goes with it. That's why I don't prophesy to young people and tell them everything is going to be all right. You got to learn how to carry the burden of the prophecy that he gave you. You're not a fly by night. You don't just get a word. You got to learn how to walk with God. And if God is heavy, then his word is heavy. And you can get with God in a way where your words will weigh 10 pounds. That means when you speak it as a father, your words will weigh 10 pounds. It won't just be cast off. They got to walk with that word. As a mother, when you speak that word, your words will weigh 10 pounds. When you speak to your loved ones, your words will weigh heavy on their heart. And you'll start seeing things get done. There's a weight or a burden of prophecy. It is a promise from God. Yes, I will bless the house of Israel. I will bless the house of Aaron. And I will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. The prophet must then get it from God. Come on, here's the burden. Deliver it at an appointed time. So if I stand in the position of the prophetic or the prophet now, I must get a word from God. And then I must deliver that word at an appointed time. But here's the weight or the burden of glory, the burden of prophecy, because the weight or the burden stems from the incubation. The incubation period that exists between the time I got the word and then the time in which the word is delivered to you. Here's that incubation. He gave it to me to speak to you. But you got to see this now. There's a time period when he downloads it in me. And then I got to carry the weight until I can share it with you. Glory to God. That's what we call the incubation period. And the burden is in that moment. Glory to God. And what I deal with is like a mother if she's pregnant. You don't want to argue and smoke marijuana while you're pregnant because you're incubating something. You don't need to be around a lot of confusion. You don't need to be around people with a lot of noise because you got something on the inside of you. Even now, some of you have the seed of the word on the inside. You're not living up to the potential that he called you to. And you're not incubating that word like you should. You're not in the right environment to incubate the word. You don't have the right prenatal care to incubate the word. You don't have somebody around you that's speaking truth to power and making sure your feet are rubbed and making sure you got everything you need while you're carrying that precious thing inside of you. The period between the time you got it and the time you delivered it is the incubation period. Glory to God. Here's the second half. The second half or the second phase is that of the gestation of the word or the incubation inside of you after you receive it and then carrying the word or the burden until he manifests the promise. So I got to carry that word, glory to God, when he gives it to me until I give it to you. And then you've got to carry it until it manifests. That's where the burden is. Glory to God. And you got to watch how you function during those times. Are you speaking faith to your womb? Do you protect it? Can any uncircumcised Philistine get inside of you? Can anybody that compliments you pull you away? Do you want to drop off children so you can party? You get a word like this, you need to settle yourself and you need to get into a place so you can watch over the word until God manifests it. Yes, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah. Even the babies cry. Don't worry about it. I'm used to it. Come on, I remember the old church. We didn't have youth church. We had babies on the inside. It means there's new growth in the house of God. And they preached, and some of us were like, they loud up in there. But something went on the inside. Something inside of me is telling me to go ahead. And you keep the babies in the house. And God is making preachers more tolerant today. Instead of saying, get the babies out, keep them in here if it's going to keep you in here. Glory, hallelujah. We've got so professional in the house of God, we don't want to hear any baby because it's messing up our tape. I want the babies to cry. Glory to God. Come on, clap your hands for the babies crying out. This is how the Bible describes the incubation period. It's called the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord was upon me. The good hand of the Lord. That's when you see that in the Bible, that's God saying, I'm putting weight on you. Glory to God. And the hand of the Lord was on the prophet to move in a certain way. And the hand of the Lord was on the man or the woman of God to operate in a certain way. They're incubating something. And the hand of the Lord is on them to keep them grounded and to keep them well groomed. Oh, hallelujah. Until they manifest the promise. Yes, sir. Glory to God. And so the hand of the Lord is on the vessel, not only to deliver it to you, but the hand of the Lord is upon you to carry it well. Glory to God. The hand of the Lord is on the prophet. Now the hand of the Lord is on the branch, both small and great, to carry it well. And the branches have size as well. Father is a branch, mother's a branch. Then you got smaller branches that are children. We need flowers and we need leaves on all of it. And then God will make sure if you stay with the vine that you remain fruitful. Glory to God. And you need to incubate this well during this period of gestation and incubation. Stop running from weight. All weight isn't bad. Actually, I started working out last year and I'm realizing that if you work out a little bit, you start that tension that you had on yourself. It'll get lighter if you stay consistent. You'll be able to carry the same weight better. Thank you, Lord. I'm able to do a little bit more than I could do 7-8 months ago. You know why? I've been able to handle the tension of the weight. And if you stick with God long enough, he will prepare you to carry his glory. And the responsibility of being a mother and a father, not just for the young people that are dedicating babies today, but all of us need a surge of the Holy Ghost right now to re-examine how we do what we do. Have you noticed that times have changed? You can't isolate your children like I was isolated. You ain't going out the room. You can't leave out the door. Can't go nowhere. You better not go downtown. Stay right here in the yard. That ain't working no more. Because you can keep them in the yard, but if they got a phone or access to the internet, they're going around the world. And you don't want to force them into something where they have to hide. So you give them a little liberty and you check on it. And a little bit more liberty and you check on it. And a little bit more liberty and you check on it. And when they make a mistake, you correct it and then you start over again. That's how we parent. We don't just give a command because you don't live by the commands. Have you noticed God gave Adam one commandment? One! And he couldn't keep that. The commandments are not designed to make you righteous. The commandments are supposed to make you cry out for a Savior. Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need Jesus. And once Jesus gets on the inside, he helps you to fulfill the commandments. Let's talk about the connection. Say, I belong. Glory to God. The Bible says every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. That should frighten you. If you ran over that, look at verse 2 of John chapter 15. If you ran over that, I feel sorry for you. Because if you're not fruitful, you're going to get cut off. That's his word. I'm not talking about losing salvation. I'm saying if you're not fruitful, you're disconnected from the core. How can you in the future bring forth fruit then if you're cut off? Notice the Father is the vine dresser. He's examining his core. He's examining the family all the time. He takes away. He also, before he takes away, this is what a gardener does. When there's a branch that's not bringing forth fruit, before they cut it, they lift it and they prop it up to see if there's a disconnect. If I lift it and prop, it's hanging too much, but if I lift it and prop it up, maybe it'll start producing. A lot of times they'll come to a tree and see branches that are drooping, lift it up, say, I'll give it another year to see how it works. Yeah. Glory to God. How many of you know he's done that for you and your family? You were drooping big time. And if he cut you off, you never would be where you are today. But no, there's infinite care from the Lord. He's been propping some of us up. We look like scarecrows. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We've got all this in our family, right? Prop ups, right? Aunties, then they come to a family reunion, we hope they don't cuss. We all have them in our family, right? They'll embarrass you in a minute. Prop ups. God trying to give them another year to get it right. How many have seen that with your children, right? Prop them up, right? You don't know what's going to come out there. You got a wife, don't know what's going to come. You don't want to make a man. Got husband, get upset, just leave. Prop ups. Once you got a baby, you can't get tired. No such thing as tired. My back hurt. There ain't no back. We got to move from being propped up to being fruitful. He takes away the branches that didn't bring forth fruit. The scripture says, but every branch that does bring forth fruit, listen, he doesn't just say good, he cuts back. And if you don't understand that, you'll start saying, why did this happen to me when I've been doing the right things? You don't understand God. That's why you're in the world and you got to get your mind renewed to stop seeing things in black or white. You got to see it God's way. I paid my tithe. I did this and that. How long? For 2 weeks? You're not consistent with anything you do. You got spiritual ADHD. I think that's what they call it. You can't stay focused on one thing for too long. You bored. You tired. No. Once you're a parent and you got a core, you got to stick with it. And when you're doing right, notice he says, I prune the ones that's fruitful. Stop looking at things through natural eyes. Teach your children the same thing. You can do everything that's right and still have a bad or drooping day. Why are you losing heart? That's a part of life. He prunes the ones that are bringing fruit for the purpose so you can bring forth more. This is what we don't have the ability to do. Every branch that's fruitful has something in it that's dead. Every branch. Amen. All of us have something in us that died. And many of us don't have the ability to stop trying to pump life into that which has already died. We constantly try to revive what is dead. That's what a tree does. It constantly tries to revive what is dead. The gardener has the brains, so he comes in and cuts the dead branches. He cuts away that little piece that's dead so you can start, stop trying to revive that which is dead and only focus on fruit bearing. Many of us are still trying to wake up stuff, trying to wake up that which God already allowed to die in our life, trying to pump life into something that needs to be cut off. So he doesn't leave it to you. He does it himself. Yes. He prunes and cuts so you can be more fruitful, that you can yield more or a greater harvest. Remember, he visits regularly. He cares for those that are connected to the vine. Infinite care. He's not going to leave you comfortless. That's why I like John chapter 15, verse 26. At the end of the chapter, he always introduces Jesus. He introduces the Holy Spirit at the end of John 15, verse 26. And you got to understand that. That's right, mama. Scream it out. These babies are going to sing in the house of the Lord. They're going to preach. Glory to God. And that's why we bring them in the house. Let them stay in the house. I want it on the tape. I want it on the CD. The babies are crying. Can't you hear them? All over the world. Glory to God. And God hears their cries.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, Family Promise, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-3008. That's reference number 2201-3008. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
On Sunday, April 3rd, Truth Reveal will celebrate 27 years of kingdom life and successful ministry as a beacon of God's light in this region and beyond. Trim Nation, let us pray God will continue to bless our church to change lives, reform minds, transform our communities, and advance the kingdom. Let us cover Bishop and Pastor Sabrina in prayer as they endure to be extraordinary leaders and remain positioned for the promise.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.